This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're waiting for President Biden to, well, I know some of you guys might not be waiting, but I am, waiting for President, like in journalism, we wait for the President to speak and then we report on it. Some of you guys are like, okay, I'm sick of it. I'm doing my own thing. I'm going Christmas shopping. Yeah, if you can, hopefully the supply chain crisis isn't prohibiting you from getting what you need to get. But President Biden is going to be laying out his COVID plan again. It's going to be breaking news, of course. Some of you are a little nervous about what he might put into this. Some of you aren't. I don't see lockdowns coming. He even said yesterday that lockdowns probably aren't going to happen. I think he realized how unpopular that was. They have a midterm election where many of the Democrats are in a slew of trouble because of many of the more liberal-leaning political officials were quick to lock down, where more conservative-leaning officials were not. And so he very quickly tried to calm people's fear down about lockdowns. That was, you know, if there was any maybe silver lining to the lockdown, which I think was a big mistake, is maybe, you know, the blowback from that is putting fear into a lot of politicians, you know, hearts in terms of, okay, I might need to slow my roll, you know, in being fascist. We're hoping. And I get everybody was scared during the law. I get that, but there was just not a lot of consistency. It really didn't make sense that a little bakery, you know, on the side, on a corner had to be so restricted to that degree, whereas, you know, you had other businesses that could have hundreds of workers. It really didn't make a lot of sense. So guys, I don't think there's going to be lockdowns. In terms of vaccine mandates, I don't think he's going to be bringing up new mandates because we have now had multiple challenges in the courts. And federal judges say you don't have that authority. So there's a good chance, and I'm being very optimistic here, that he is not going to double down on mandates. What I do think Biden is going to do is very strongly encourage businesses to mandate. Okay, remember, the way the mandate might get through the courts is if a private employer makes the demand for his employees. Private employers, as long as they don't violate the American Civil Rights Act, as long as they don't violate the Americans with Disabilities Act, they could impose certain rules on hiring. Now, personally, I have seen where the ADA is being violated when somebody says, look, I have a respiratory condition, I have an anxiety condition, I can't have a mask on my face. If that employer fires them, then they, you know, that they could be in trouble with the ADA. So, but for Biden to have said, like he said last time, I'm going to mandate private employers with 100 employees or more to mandate, I don't think that holds any water in the courts. I never have. And it looks like it's already struggling. So what will Biden bring up? Well, one is he is going to expand access to testing, going to expand access to boosters. So by expanding access to testing, I think what they're going to do is make these home COVID tests either reimbursable or free. So you could buy a bunch of home COVID tests. My problem with it is many of you guys are testing negative at first, and then a few days later you go to a clinic and you test positive. I don't know if you guys aren't doing it right. I don't know, but I'm not seeing a lot of positive tests until day four or five with some of these at-home tests. So when people say, oh yeah, my at-home test is negative, you know, yet my husband tested positive at the clinic, I'm like, well, then just go to the clinic, you know, and get tested there. So, but I think he is going to increase access to home testing. You know, hopefully they're going to get better. He is going to, he's going to remind everybody to get a booster. In light of Omicron, he's going to bring up how in Minnesota there's a case from somebody who traveled to New York, which means it's in New York. Most likely the California case that was found in Northern California detected yesterday. So he's going to probably bring up, guys, get the booster. Even though we are seeing fully vaccinated people get this Omicron variant mildly, we don't know how much credit to the mildness is because they were fully vaccinated. So he's going to double down and encourage vaccination. The biggie, the big thing that we're all kind of waiting on is the new travel rules. So I think currently, if you are vaccinated, currently if you're unvaccinated, you need to show proof that you're COVID negative when you come back into the country. If you're vaccinated, I believe you also need to show proof. But the day range, it has to be within 3 days. Now I think they're going to shorten it to within 1 day of flying back. No more than 1 day, you need to show that you are negative for COVID. So I think they're going to do that. I don't think they're going to instill any particular travel bans because there's too many people saying, wait a second, you're going to block travel from Botswana, but you're not doing anything about the southern border. That makes no sense. So I think there's going to be some sort of a discussion on isolating certain countries of travel that might have higher cases of this. The variants here, we said it was here, the variants here, it takes time. Like, you know, they had to look out for that S gene dropout, and then from there go, okay, no, wait a second, we have a different non-Delta strain, go and genome sequence that, and then go, oh, it's Omicron. So while they are expediting testing for Omicron, we are going to be, you know, we are going to be just waiting for, hopefully, a quicker way to test if there is Omicron. Alright. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. It is though nice to see some hesitation on some of these draconian measures that they found, you know, still didn't work because Delta wave came when lockdowns were lifted. It came and went and here we are, new wave. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Alec Baldwin, since the shooting that happened on the Rust set in which Helena Hutchins was killed and her director, the director was shot in the clavicle, Alec Baldwin has spoken out since then. And what has made headlines is Alec Baldwin said he never pulled the trigger. So, you know, this is, I've never been in law. I never took a law class. I've been fascinated by law. I think law is probably one of the most, I mean, medicine to me is super, super fascinating. But I think law is fascinating how these cases get to unravel and how either innocence or guilt is established based on something that you know, you would have never connected the two. So it really is an art. I know people give lawyers a bad rap, and some lawyers really deserve it. But you have to give credit where credit is due. There is art to this. And so when we look at the very tragic, very sad case of the director of cinematography being shot on the set of a Western, and it was done after Alec Baldwin was handed a gun. And we are told that he was practicing a cross draw, and we are now going to be dissecting the possible argument of Alec Baldwin not necessarily pulling the trigger. And my guess is the defense for him would be if this does go to case and civil suits, and which I believe is going to happen as he's the producer, is his defense is going to argue he was handed a gun that just went off by itself. Now, I'm not a legal expert, but for some of you going, what? He didn't pull the trigger? Did somebody else? So, apparently, in an interview with George Stephanopoulos, the actor said the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger. Now, he was visibly upset. Kalina Hutchins was a friend of his. He said, I would never point a gun at anyone, point a trigger at them, never. Now, Brian W. Carpenter, a weapons armorer who works for Dark 30 Film Services, said that that is unlikely. He said, in order to make it fire, you would have to thumb up onto the hammer, cock the hammer all the way back, and then as the hammer is completely cocked back, then you pull the trigger. So click, boom. He said, so that's very important because that gun had to have a two-step process to fire. It had to be cocked and the trigger pulled the fire. Carpenter continued, once you cock the hammer back on one of those Old West guns, it doesn't take a lot to set that off. Now, Santa Fe Sheriff Aiden Mendoza told the outlet that guns just don't go off, so whatever needs to happen to manipulate the firearm, Baldwin did that, and it was in his hands. But Lisa Taracco, attorney for Assistant Director Dave Halls, who was the one that allegedly handed Baldwin the gun, said that she was told by her client that Baldwin did not pull the trigger. Dave has told me that since the very first day I met him, Alec did not pull that trigger. His finger was never in the trigger guard. So, this is something that just kind of makes you rub your head and go, what the heck is going on here? So, okay, I think Alec Baldwin is a very gifted actor. I can't really comment on how his production company runs things. I can tell you right now that whoever was overseeing the rest crew and the armorer and everything else and the way everything ran out, it was very poorly managed because if somebody handed somebody else a cocked gun, I mean, there's just clusters all the way down. And again, I'm not an attorney, so I'm not here to say whoever had the gun that could have been pre-cocked, is guilty or not. But what really baffles me is how come we as a society aren't trained in guns? There is so much common sense to this. I mean, I've used guns. I'm very, very comfortable with guns. My father was military. My grandfather was a police officer. My other grandfather had guns. I mean, there's just some basic common sense, even if you aren't trained in guns. When somebody hands you a gun, whether it's a prop or not, okay, you look at it. You don't just grab something. You know, in surgery, when you're doing surgery and you ask your assistant or your scrub tech to hand you something, Alice clamps, needle driver, whatever, you still look at it, you examine it before you go into the body. That's just what anybody does. I mean, if a fireman asks for a hose or asks for an extinguisher, they're going to look at what they're about to use. Whatever you get handed, It is your job. If your kid borrows your car, doesn't your kid have the same responsibility to put the seatbelt on, to make sure they use the brakes, to make sure they use the hand signals and to follow the rules? Oh, well, it's daddy's car. You still have to follow the rules because you are operating that vehicle. So to hear Alec Baldwin say, and maybe he's right, maybe he was just unlucky enough, and Helena Hutchins even more unlucky enough, to be handed a gun that was not only loaded, but already cocked and ready to go. I can't imagine something like that happened, but maybe he was. Then why aren't you looking at it? Every time anybody hands me a weapon, I examine it. When you're cooking and you're chopping stuff up and you go, can you hand me that knife? You examine the knife. What do you examine the knife for? Well, I examine the knife to see if it was cleaned. Did the kids just throw it into the dishwasher and it has pieces of egg or whatever on it? Or is it a nice clean blade? I also like to look at the knife to see if I am positioning it correctly. This is common sense, people. Common sense. And so, it's a horrible case. It's a sad case. And the culpability will be spread out among others. I think we are all dying to know who was the idiot behind, one, having a loaded weapon, and two, handing a loaded weapon to Alec Baldwin, and then what Alec Baldwin was thinking when he shot it. But if Alec Baldwin was saying that he was handed something that was completely cocked and ready to go, and you're starting to do the crossfire, I guess, sort of a choreography, yeah, you can set it off. I mean, we've seen guns drop and misfire. We've seen misfirings happen. It's just, it got Helena in the chest, from what we understand. It got, I forget the director's name, in the clavicle. So this wasn't a dropped gun, like on True Lies. Remember where the gun dropped, and then as it was revolving and rotating, everybody just got shot, and Jamie Lee Curtis was like, oh my gosh, look at me. You know, this was where he was making some sort of movement or acting or practicing, and he didn't use care. I really feel that we have such a fear of guns that we don't adequately train people. We don't, you know, kids burn themselves on the stove. And I always wonder, I go, parents, did you ever have the conversation with the kids about the stove? And the parents are like, well, no, because once I talk to them about it, they'll be interested in it. Wrong. You need to let your kids be 1,000% aware that stove can burn them. Just like the door being locked, you need to teach your kids what a locked door looks like. Now, if I do that, then they're going to play with the lock and they're going to open it up. They're going to play with the lock anyway. Everybody has to be trained. We feel like we don't need to train anybody. It really blows my mind that Alec Baldwin, the age he is, I forget how old he is, it really bothers me that somebody that old and versed in acting wouldn't examine a weapon that went into his hands. And I'm not here to blame, you know, Alec Baldwin or anybody else particularly for the death. That's for the courts to decide. But this lack of culpability going, well, you know, the gun just went off. I was handed a gun that was pre-cocked or whatever the excuse is going to be. We still have a duty to examine it. I just don't understand why, you know, well, I'm innocent because, you know, that was somebody else's job beyond my pay grade. It's all of our jobs. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her chamber will move to avoid a government shutdown later today by passing a budget extension to mid-February. Pelosi telling reporters the measure will be immediately sent to the Senate.
We all have a responsibility to make sure that the government functions. I don't think that the Republicans and the Senate want to shut down government.
A bill must be passed by both the House and the Senate by a bill must be passed by both the House and Senate by Friday to avoid a partial shutdown. Today is the fourth day in the trial of former Empire star Jussie Smollett. Another key witness is expected to take the stand today. Yesterday, a witness testified that Smollett asked him to fake beat him up in Chicago in 2019 and requested he say MAGA during the staged homophobic and racist attack. USA Radio News. The immigration plan called Remain in Mexico is returning next week. The policy forces asylum seekers to wait south of the border until their claims can be heard. Mexico has reportedly agreed to provide security for buses that transport illegal immigrants attending court hearings. The United States also intends to divert migrants away from two crime-ridden cities. The suspect in the killing of teenager Ryan Rogers in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, has been arrested. Clint Shannon, the chief of police at the Palm Beach Gardens Police Department, says the crime was a random act of violence.
The incident itself appears to be a completely random act. We do not have a motive in this case, and I would best describe it as an innocent child victim having a chance encounter with a very violent criminal.
Police say Rogers was stabbed to death. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So interesting, some of you guys have reached out about health insurance, and one of you had said, look, it's very difficult for you to make a decision now on health insurance when you're in between jobs. Why would you buy health insurance if you might be getting a new job next year who's going to take that over? So I think it's a very good topic. I think there's a lot of people's questions. So joining us next is John Doran. He's Divisional Vice President of External Affairs of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana to kind of talk about why, you know, why we do need to make healthcare decisions now and what we could do in terms of future changes. So John Doran, thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Dr. D'Elia, great to be on. Thanks so much.
No worries, no worries. Okay, so a lot going on. It's obviously a very, very tumultuous year. We're going into probably either another dramatic 2022 year. Why should people, though, start looking at their health insurance now?
Well, a number of reasons. It's really important for individuals and families to have health care coverage. You know, it protects you from unforeseen circumstances that can cause financial hardship. And you mentioned the ongoing pandemic, which we've all been dealing with this now for a couple of years, and hospitalizations are still at a peak. The average hospitalization due to COVID complications costs $40,000. And without health insurance, that would break the backs of many Montanans. So not only does it provide you that financial safety net, it also allows you the access you need to ongoing treatment and care.
It's so true. I'm licensed in Montana. I got, you know, patients in Billings and Bozeman, and there's not as many urgent cares or availability with doctors in a lot of the smaller towns. And so many times they look to their coverage to see if they can, you know, if they do have to go to an ER, they have that coverage. You know, Montana's a very interesting state, one of the most beautiful states, God's country up there. You guys have some challenges when it comes to, you know, a lot of doctors and access in small towns, don't you?
Yeah, Montana has a definite shortage of primary care, especially, and also behavioral health. And, you know, we're such a rural state, and you're right, we are the most beautiful state in the nation, but we do have our health care challenges. And that's one thing that having a health insurance plan can actually benefit you. It gets you the access you need to the preventive coverage, to whether it's the emergency room or just your primary care doctor. It gives you the access you need and helps you overcome some of those access gaps.
Okay. So here's a question that one of my listeners posed. We understand that the health insurance marketplaces, there's, you know, deadlines that have been extended from December 15th to January 15th. But if somebody wanted to buy a Blue Cross Blue Shield plan, can they do that year-round, or is it only during open enrollment?
You know, there's a couple of different takeaways here. We are in the middle of the open enrollment cycle, and that does go until January 15th of 2022, although I do caution folks, if you need a plan by January 1st, you need to make sure you meet the December 15th deadline. And that's the traditional deadline for the open enrollment period. However, there are some instances where individuals can shop for and purchase a health insurance plan outside of the normal enrollment cycle, and that's would be something that you would call a life-changing event. So if you get married, if you move towns, change jobs, have a child, some of those big life events, those would be qualifiers for an enrollment outside of the normal enrollment cycle.
Mm-hmm. One of my listeners was concerned that they had a current job and they have seasonal work. And by January, if they lose their job and they lose it after the enrollment period, how do they pick up insurance?
That would exactly be one of those life-changing events. And so that would be a qualifier. In that instance, if you lose your job or lose employment or even just change employment and your employer does not offer an affordable health coverage plan, then you would qualify to go through the Affordable Care Act marketplace and find the plan that not only meets your health needs but also your budget.
I love that. We are speaking to John Doran, Divisional Vice President, External Affairs of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana. So Blue Cross Blue Shield I've worked with for years. Blue Cross Blue Shield has been a favorite of mine because as in my neck of the woods, even though I'm licensed in Montana, I'm based out of Nevada, and some of the more local health insurance companies were just horrible reimbursements, issues with my patients. Blue Cross Blue Shield has expanded to more telehealth. What other things has Blue Shield expanded as time has kind of progressed in terms of health insurance coverage?
You know, one of the things that's been really important in Montana that Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana has helped usher in is the transition from the fee-for-service world, which I'm sure you're very familiar with, but for your listeners, is where a particular healthcare service is paid with a particular fee, no matter how many times you have to go do that. But what we've helped transition in Montana is the transition to a value-based care spectrum, where we're paying and working with providers like yourself on quality to essentially build a healthier population, so that over the long term, people need less healthcare services and the cost of healthcare can go down.
Mm-hmm. And you guys offer telehealth. How popular has that been?
You know, at the height of the pandemic, and especially the outset, it became very, very popular. As you know, in a rural state like Montana, especially in the behavioral health world, telehealth is a really important solution. And that's one of the things that I always encourage consumers to make sure is covered in their policy is telehealth. And in Montana, you know, most services that are covered in person also have to be covered via telemedicine. And during the last legislative session earlier this year, thanks to the leadership of Insurance Commissioner Troy Downing and his team, we actually expanded the scope of telemedicine in Montana. And for those who live in even, you know, very rural parts of town or our state who don't want to or are not able to drive in to receive their coverage or their medical checkups, telemedicine is a great solution.
That's fantastic. So, you know, where can listeners go to find out more information?
You know, there's a number of different ways that people can find out more information and a lot of resources available, whether it's through an authorized agent that sells health insurance policies or one of the many navigators who are helping folks select the plan that best meets their health needs and their budget. But you can also go directly to bcbsmt.com, and you can find out all of the different plans that are offered by Blue Cross in all 56 counties across the state. And if you like talking to a person and, you know, talking to someone on the phone, then you can call 1-855-594-1515 to speak to a live representative.
Now, my listeners always kind of, and I face this too, it's always a big decision. You know, shopping for insurance is not like, you know, shopping for a car. It's, you know, you're trying to guess what the future would bring. So you're looking at deductible, you're looking at copays, you're looking at hospitalization coverage. You know, what advice could you give people who have no idea what the year 2022 is going to bring? You know, what is kind of one of the safest sort of plans to get?
It's a great question, and I think it's a question that everybody has to tackle when they're looking ahead to see what type of coverage and for what cost they need. You know, health insurance is not a one-size-fits-all, and there you really need to make sure that you're exploring your options and choosing the plan that best meets your health needs but also your budget. And one of the things I try and make a little more simple in that very difficult decision is just remembering the six P's, and you named a couple of them. First is pocket. And what will you be paying out of pocket? What are the co-payments? Are there co-insurance or deductibles? Knowing those financial components of a health insurance plan will make sure that you get a plan that meets your budget. The second is prescriptions. You know, many folks rely on a prescription drug, whether it's a brand name or a generic. Make sure that whatever prescription drugs you're taking are covered by that policy. The next, and you mentioned this, is provider. It's incredibly important that you find someone that's in network, whether that's a facility or a primary care physician, because if you go out of network, then you're exposed to even greater costs. The fourth is phone, and we talked a little bit about telemedicine, so I won't go into more depth there. The fifth is premium. What are you going to pay on a monthly basis? And in this market, about 80% of Montanans qualify for some level of subsidy to offset the cost of a health insurance policy. And the last one, and I think most important, is preventive. A health insurance policy gives you access to preventive coverage, which means you're going to live a healthier life over the long term.
So true. Give us the website one more time, John.
It's bcbsmt.com.
Fantastic. Can't wait to have you back. Good luck and have a great holiday season.
Thanks. Merry Christmas to you and your listeners.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it looks like the U.S. and Mexican governments are going to reinstate the Trump-era policy known as, quote, remain in Mexico. U.S. President John Biden, or Joe Biden, looking at a typo here, had suspended the program, calling it quote-unquote inhumane, but a court order forced the reversal. So former President Donald Trump used the program, then known as the Migrant Protection Protocols, to send more than 60,000 asylum applicants back to Mexico. Migrants were often left waiting in Mexico for months, where they sometimes fell prey to criminal gangs. This is according to BBC. According to charity Human Rights First, there have been more than 1,500 publicly reported cases of kidnapping, rape, torture, and other crimes against migrants returned to Mexico. Now, Biden had suspended the program almost indefinitely as part of a campaign to reverse the hardline immigration policies that Trump had laid in. And Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, back in June, terminated the policy. But the court's resurrection follows an August ruling by federal court judge Matt Kaczmarek, who found that the Biden administration had improperly canceled the policy earlier this year. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said both Biden and Mayorkas stand by previous statements describing the program as one of the endemic flaws with unjustified human costs, but we also believe in following the law. She said, so according to the administration, the revived policy will take steps to address Mexico's human rights concerns. Under guidance from Mexico, it will now include providing COVID-19 vaccinations for migrants and expanded exemptions, such as those with physical and mental health challenges. Also, at Mexico's request, the U.S. agreed to limit time spent to 6 months for each asylum applicant. The Mexican government said they were committing to maintaining the health and safety of migrants. The administration is appealing Judge Kaczmarek's order, but was legally required to enforce the ruling. Implementation expected to begin next week, first in El Paso and Brownsville, Texas, well, San Diego, California. So where this is, and this is why, I mean, there's always two sides to everything and why, you know, things are always not cut and dry, is people coming into this country, okay? Originally, whether it was Ellis Island or whether it was, you know, you couldn't pass unless you had qualified or satisfied certain requirements. If you were at all sick, you were sent back. Ellis Island, it just sent back. In other borders and other countries, you would not be let in through the border. There was a wall or there was a gate or whatever, unless it was approved. There wasn't necessarily a halfway house. I mean, you know, Ellis Island was only so big. There wasn't necessarily beds and hotels and schools and all that for the people, let's say, in purgatory that are, you know, hopefully going to pass on and get into the country. And so when the migrants started coming, and we were going through the pandemic or whatever, Trump was like, you stay there until we bring you in. And part of that happened because people were accusing Trump of separating families. So if parents were crossing illegally, and if you have a if you have a parent that did something illegal, and there's a kid with that parent, in America, we separate the kid from the parent because the kid can't go to jail with the parent. The kid can't be assaulted in jail. I mean, there's a separation. The problem is there's been a lot of controversy over, well, how illegal is it with somebody coming over the border? So whereas kids were separated because parents were detained, that sent a whole new humanitarian crisis of kids not being with their parents. So what does the government do? Do they let the kids be with their parents where they are housed with men or women and could be attacked and raped or whatever? Or do the kids get separated and be in a more protected environment? Which is better? Being with the parent or being with kids, depending on what sort of threats face that kid? And so it made, I guess, more sense for the American policy to say, just don't come on our, nobody come here illegally. We have an immigration process. And as we have that immigration process, you stand behind the line. Well, that took Mexico to also agree. When Biden comes in, Biden's like, everything Trump did, the wall, the everything, we just stop. Reverse. I'm going to be that kind of president. It was like, oh, yay. So now migrants coming. More people coming. Yet the Biden administration starts with vaccine mandates. They have the discussions of travel bans. Yet what they're doing to African countries, including South Africa, doesn't seem to be that fair when they have wide open borders down south. So if the Biden administration is going to now move forward to doing more bans and mandates and all that, they have to show consistency because they keep being faulted for doing one thing to one set of countries and not to the other. And so this is why we're starting to see this move forward, because we are going to start seeing more travel bans. You know, there has been this back and forth with mandates, and Biden is not controlling the border. So asylum seekers expecting U.S. dollars to give them beds and medicine and taking care of their kids, there's only so much money. And we have only so much border control. And on top of what's going on with the border crisis, we have the Afghanistan crisis and debacle, where we're taking 100,000+, 124,000, maybe more, asylum seekers from Afghanistan, and then having to replace them and put. So you know, we're not at our most financially strong in light of the epidemic, in light of the inflation, in light of supply chain crises, and so we have to slow down, we have to slow down the faucet of people coming in from all sides to come into the country. So it does make sense. And I do foresee us also needing the wall. If Border Patrol agents can't literally handle the whole border to that degree, and we have drugs coming in, and not only fentanyl and heroin, but the nitazine, we have so many drugs and so many things coming over our border, crime, weapons, Border Patrol just can't, they're just not enough people. When you saw Border Patrol try to use their SUVs to make a wall, help these guys out, for crying out loud. I know people don't like Trump. They want to not give Trump the win. But, I mean, he made some sense on some things. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DALI. Making some headlines is a University of Pennsylvania swimmer who is trans has been smashing competition records. The problem is, she is smashing so many competition records that female athletes can't even compete. Leah Thomas, 22, most recently competed in an event on November 20th. She had previously competed for the men's team for 3 years. NCAA rules dictate any trans female athlete can take part in women's events if they have completed a year of testosterone suppression treatment. So many have asked, why didn't the suppression or the testosterone treatment suppression change? You have a biological male that has transitioned to female, but she had competed as a male swimmer previously. The muscle, the records have just completely blown away other competitors. 1 minute 43 seconds compared to 4 minutes 35 seconds. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, but you know, people are concerned what happens next to female sport. 1-877-DALI, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.